I'm here at Vision and Media at Media City UK in Salford, Manchester, and I'm here with...
Simon Alexander.
And you do what?
I'm head of marketing at Vision and Media.
Okay, so the reason I'm here is in preparation for a conference which is on today and tomorrow, just over the road at the Lowry Theatre, and the conference is the Nations and Regions Media Conference. Simon, what do you do here at Vision and Media first?
Well, we exist to help build the creative and digital economy in the Northwest, so we primarily focus on SMEs.
Okay, small to medium enterprises.
Yes,
yeah, so they're very, very involved in connecting different industries together, connecting small companies together, connecting access to funding or venture capital investment, all sorts, tons of different things in the role that a traditional screen agency has probably moved into, would you say?
Definitely, yeah. We're very interested in converged markets and interactive digital games, as well as the sort of screen agency heartland that's been TV and film.
Okay. Now, Simon has been very involved in developing one of the sessions at this conference. So I just want to sort of talk about that session and who's going to be talking and what it's about, really, and why it's at a media conference.
Okay. Well, the strand is called Strike It Lucky with IPTV, as everything's named after quiz shows. And this is a hands-on practical session as opposed to a policy sort of thinking session. It'll be chaired by Will Strauss, who's a journalist who knows this area well, works on broadcast. And we've got Nick Gallen from BBC Future Media and Technology. He'll be taking us through what BBC, how they see IPTV and what they're focusing on. Then we've got Peter Cowley, ex-Endemol, and now Spirit Digital Media. And he's going to talk about how we can commercialise and make money from IPTV. So hopefully he's going to talk about branded content, ad-funded content, and also if there's any way of making money directly.
Okay. So for the uninitiated, before we sort of talk more in depth, what the heck's IPTV and why is everybody talking about it and why is it going to be important?
Well, IPTV stands for Internet Protocol TV. So essentially it's getting telly down your internet connection rather than from your aerial. Now when that happens, it opens up a lot of good options for the viewer or the consumer. Basically, you can watch TV as normal, you can do all the on-demand stuff, so if you've got iPlayer or Sky Plus, you have all of those things. Also, you can go back in time and watch things. You could arrange to watch all series, so you don't have to worry about broadcast schedules. But then, interestingly, this is where it gets fun and interactive, is that you can bring over other services. So you could watch games, and then, for example, you could do other things on Twitter or look at the back chat around MasterChef, for example, because there's always lots on Twitter around that. And there's more interactive things. So if you imagine the red button, you could do rudimentary games and things around a show. This is, I think it was Gareth from Starlet Star said this is the red button on steroids. So the level of interactivity and connectedness that IPTV will bring just means it's going to be a lot more exciting. You can not just be a viewer but an active consumer and interact with things and do things. So there's lots of benefits to IPTV.
I mean, a lot of people are saying, God, the last thing we need is more things to interrupt the content. But clearly, people are already tweeting about who's going to be voted off on something at the same time they're talking about on Facebook. And this means you can look at it all on one screen, which is very exciting. So in the session, what do you think people are going to be talking about? What's the things that you think will be hot and the sort of things the audience will want to know?
Well, the audience at Nations and Regions being, I hope, a lot of independent producers of content, both in broadcast from around the UK. We aim to do a couple of things. We're going to cover what IPTV is and how they can make money from it and get it commissioned. But then the second part of it is actually to take them on the journey and show some of the prototypes that we've helped to fund that Northwest creative companies have built with Future Media and Technology. So we've got a TV company and a games company showing what they've been able to do as an interactive support tool to a children's music program. We've got a radio company and an interactive company showing what the Radio 1 player could look like on IPTV. And then we've got an interactive design company just showing what can be done with all the massive body of news content that the BBC has and the meta information associated with that, and how that can be skinned for Newsround or loads of other programmes. So really making that content accessible to the user in new, exciting ways. So it's hands-on. It'll take them on that journey and show the creative process that essentially what's needed for what is an emerging market. And, you know, not many people have made IPTV stuff yet.
And that's what makes it so exciting, is actually to be in something right at the beginning allows you to make the mistakes with everybody else, but also to be at the forefront, really. I mean, for people hearing this, I know some of you will be attending and some of you won't, but if people are very interested in finding out more and how to get involved, what would you say is the next step for people?
Well, a good thing to do would be to look at our website. We've got IPTV as one of our projects.
So which is, the website details are?
The website is visionandmedia.co.uk, all one word. And if you look for IPTV in the search bar, that you'll find it in no trouble. I would say look at sites and providers, because they've got commissioning out there. So I know Virgin have put out in the press that they're looking for companies to commission content from. Similarly, if you go to the UView website, uview.com, they've got a call out for suppliers and things too. So have a look at some of the IPTV producers and companies, have a look on our site and take it from there.
Fantastic. And do you think for a traditional content producer who is making actual programmes, clearly there's a technical side to all this as well. How important is it that they're aware of the technical side, and how do you think people skill up? Because if anybody would consider themselves to be a traditional producer of media, that might be the bit that's putting the fear of God into everybody.
That's a really good question, actually. I think the way that we've done it here is that lots of the traditional content companies, if you like, have buddied up with interactive companies. And that's because they're new skills, and there's been a real collaboration and cross-fertilisation, and they've all developed new skills, and quite a lot of them have already got new business leads out of it too. A lot of IPTV can look like Flash, or Flash, you know, sort of apps. So obviously interactive and games companies or freelancers might be good to talk to in the first instance. Don't be scared. It's really exciting, and it could help your ideas take on a completely new dimension.
What is really fascinating is we clearly are at the point now where you may want a games maker and a games designer to come in and do telly, interactive telly, or you may want somebody who's very versed in audio to suddenly come in and be involved in the audience interaction programmes. And you talked about converged media, but now more than ever, really. I mean, any thoughts?
Well, I expect it'll continue along these lines, really. I dodged saying monetize earlier. I said commercialization. But now we're talking about the gamification. There you go. Bad word, bingo. But yeah, I completely agree, Justine. There's more and more happening, and I can't see that changing yet. We're seeing a lot of opportunities for companies that collaborate or bring in other skills and just look beyond what they're doing already in market or in offering.
And actually, I have to say, without wanting to give you extra business, though I do, that's what's really handy about a hub like this. And there are hubs like Vision and Media all over the country, because they do bring you together. And it's not always easy to know who somebody in a different field would be. But actually, within an environment like this, there's tons of events going on that allows you to do it. So if you're not at the conference, Vision and Media may be able to take you a step forward. And I'll keep you posted on IPTV.